15, the backdoor pass.
From the interim director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to enter into an agreement with Milwaukee County Research Park Corporation regarding the division of eminent domain compensation for property interests acquired by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation for the Zoo Freeway Interchange Reconstruction Project. This item was also referred to the Committee on Economic and Community Development.
Okay, Mr. Dransel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The item that you have before you is four parcels that we received offers on from the state that have involvement with, three of the parcels have involvement with the research park.
Correct.
So as you see in the table, there's a division of the offer that represents the county proceeds and then the proceeds that are going to the research park. In the spirit of the prior resolutions that have been passed that has a 35-65 split. So we would ask for approval.
Okay.
Footnote, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Footnote.
When the county and the research park worked out their basic modalities years ago, the subject of eminent domain acquisition of county or research park property was never considered. When the subject has come up in the context that much of the land that's now being acquired by the state is land that is governed by prior agreements between the county and research park, the issue came up as to who would be responsible to deal with the DOT and how would the proceeds be allocated. We were asked to design something which captured, as Mr. Dranzik said, the spirit of the prior agreements between the research park and the county. And so the agreement that's before you delegates the responsibility for administration to the county, which means that the county, we're working on it, the county selects the appraiser when an appraiser is necessary, and that's built into this. The other thing that's built into this is a return of expenses, because the proceeds that are being divided are net proceeds, not gross proceeds, and then the percentage is the percentage that the county and the research park previously approved. I also want you to know that this particular resolution has previously been to and approved by the research park board at a meeting held within the last couple of weeks. And so what this body is being asked to do is to approve the same thing that the research park board has already approved.
Correct.
Thank you.
A number of our committee members sit on the research park board. Any other comments or questions? So address it.
I mean, my own disclosure, I chose to abstain from voting with the research park board so that I could vote on this committee. I know not all members viewed that the same way. My understanding of this is because the original agreement did not include eminent domain, which is actually a forced sale, and I think you could probably have liberally construed the prior resolution. I don't know if Mr. Markovitz agrees.
Well,
but
what happened is...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think this is in effect a sale, and this is just being consistent with that prior resolution and how the division is. Okay. And just for full disclosure purposes, Mr. Markovitz, I believe you are also representing the Research Park Board. Is that correct?
No, I am not. Their attorney is their traditional attorneys at Reinhardt firm is doing their work, and we've been working in connection with that. But you are correct when you say that this eminent domain is a type of sale, but because it's an involuntary sale, it was never previously addressed. But in discussions with Mr. Drew and Mr. Mascari and with administration, it was understood that if the issue had come up when the original agreements were being put together, this is probably the result that would have been built in. And so what we're doing, as we say, is we've tried to capture the spirit of the agreement and just carry it forward in this additional document. And I was comfortable to interpret it the way you did, but it was the research park that said they wanted to do this more formally, and that's why it's gone through this dual process of approval there and submission for approval here.
I mean, the net proceeds with regard to your work, and you're generally representing the county with regard to all these easements. Very complicated. I'm glad we have you on board to review all that.
Thank you. Part of the expenses that are being paid is, as each of these is closing, the county is estimating the costs and fees for appraisal services and legal services, and those are being paid off the top before the 65-35 split is enacted.
So, I mean, my point is, I think the research park board is also, in a way, gaining from that.
So far, Supervisor, everyone seems to be happy, and sometimes you wonder if that's an indication that there's trouble. But in this case, I think it's the opposite.
Spoken like someone who's been in the trenches. So I would definitely move approval of this, and I quite frankly think I can vote with a clear understanding that I am strictly representing the county board in this regard and not as a member of the research board. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Drzik. The question I have, this is the second time we are using money to pay certain things. Why are we doing this again on item 15, Mr. Drzik? Just last month, didn't we make a motion, had an item that we're going to pay our bills, and we had the money we in hand, so can you explain that to me?
Supervisor, I think you may want to discuss that in 14. As we talk about the need for additional funding for legal services, I'd be happy to answer that, though.
You can answer, as the chair, you can answer the question right now.
Okay. There's been several resolutions brought to this committee prior to this point about funding legal services for legal for Mr. Markovitz. As those invoices have come in, we've tried to address that and make payment. You had a resolution before you last cycle, I believe.
Correct.
That allowed for services to be paid up to the amount of $200,000. Fees to this point are about at that amount, okay? And you also had a resolution that allowed for $240,000 to be put into a capital project to pay for legal services. And those fees are at the point of being exhausted. So in order to pay the fees going forward, we're going to need some additional assistance on that, and that's in item number 15.
All right. We have a motion for approval. Any other comments or questions? If not, Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Now we are on item 14.